as opposition, in the beginning, we had decided to go together as a united opposition. But on the way, it came up that some situations were very difficult to cope with. I mean that sometimes we have been able to go together for some places, but on other places, it was very difficult to come to a certain agreement. Maybe because every party was trying to get the seat in the National Assembly. So sometimes we decided to go everyone on their own way, but at the time we mixed, which means that, for example, a city where you have two seats in the National Assembly, we can share, which means that you give one to one party and the other one to another party. In a city like Yopougon in Abidjan, we are supposed to vote for six persons. So the six persons have been shared between three parties of the opposition. Sometimes we have been able to go together, united, but sometimes it has not been possible. So we have to cope with it.
The elections are March 6th. How likely that you will be prepared for the election?
Now, one thing is to prepare your document to register, but another thing is to be in your region for campaign. So we have been preparing for 2 years. So we know that we ask for the election. We are ready in terms of contact with the population, campaign. We are ready. We are just trying to complete the process of registration. Once we have done that, everyone will go to their own regions to start the campaign for the election coming on the March 6th.
Now, the issue of whether Mr. Babo's party or Mr. Bedia's party, whether you should have a united front candidate, now everyone decided to go by themselves. This seems to be a problem for at least most opposition parties in Africa. Everyone wants to be the leader. Is that the case?
Unfortunately, yes. But I must say that in the case of Mr. Babo's party and Mr. Bedia's party, it is not exactly the case because, as I told you before, we have been able to go together for some places. And I can tell you that the number of candidates for which we have come to an agreement are about 112 candidates, something like that, because we are still trying to complete some documents. But at the moment I'm talking to you, we have been able to come to an agreement to support each other for 112 candidates. This is already a good thing. And those candidates are in places where we are traditionally the possibility to win the election. So normally, if everything goes smoothly, if there is no cheating from the government or from the Electoral Commission, we should be able to have about 80 or 19 elected persons for this election. But as you say, it is true that in Africa, and I think it must be the same thing everywhere in the world, ambition is personal and individual, so you cannot prevent it from developing. But we try to do the maximum for the united opposition in Cote d'Ivoire.